Good morning, this is part two of the autumn leaves. Once a very large flat area of land, the rougher terrain that now exists is all due to the continual sluicing processes that washed away rich soils. Reservoirs and dams were built to feed the complex water system that fed the town as well as the mines themselves. Today, the Department of Conservation owns and takes care of the land. And today, instead of the gold mining pens, the land has been turned back to green by vineyard and winery activities. The views are breathtaking from the cellar door of Carrick Winery, where you can witness the changing colours of the day all day long, while enjoying excellent cuisine and wine. Harvesting takes place about this time of year, when followed by a good flowering in the summer month of December. Central Otago goes back to the early pioneers who broke the land in to become farming run holders and adventure-seeking gold miners. The town of Alexandra, named after Alexander of Denmark by the surveyor John Aiken Connell, found its origins with the gold rush in the 1860s and is now known as the capital city of the region in the management of political, cultural and business acumen. At Clyde, you can experience New Zealand's third largest hydroelectric dam, which began its initial controversial history by being responsible for flooding houses, orchards and the gorge upstream at Cromwell during its construction years between 1982 and 1993. Even the planning of the height of the dam went through two governments, Labour wanting a low dam while National having the final say said to build it high. Water rights for the dam were also contested by landowners. However, again, the National government stepped in to deal with the situation by adopting the Resource Management Act in 1991. And that's the end of part two. You can read or listen to part three tomorrow. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.